on KPAM 860.
706 Wartime. Victoria Taft with you. Hey, speaking of war, in Iraq, Newsweek finally caught a clue and declared that the Iraq war was won. What, were they just waiting for the change of administrations or what? What's the deal there? Yeah, we know, Newsweek. This just in. Let's finish up Afghanistan now, shall we? The Victoria Taft Show, we've got a... Well, we're going to meet the latest contender to throw his baseball cap, backwards one, into the race for a Southwest Washington legislative race. And I think it's going to be kind of interesting. Plus, we're going to talk to a gentleman who's written a song. It's gone viral on YouTube. It's about thanking our U.S. soldiers. Lou put it up on the blog the other day. And, we're going to talk to him. Be nice. And Bill O'Reilly and his talking points has Father Flager.
Bob Miller in the morning on KPAM 860.
We have one of the worst commutes in the country.
And Bob, I-5 between Portland and Vancouver isn't the only traffic nightmare. Gina Ryder here. Every morning you'll get frequent updates on all the trouble spots.
And in the afternoon, we're on top of it too. I'm Jeff Mitchell to help you keep your commute under control.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather through the day when you need it most from the station with awards for doing it right.
KPAM 860.
When I lay my head down every night and go to sleep with peace, I would say there awake all is well while you're standing on your feet. Keeping watch, protecting shore to shore, in the air and oceans too.
What a wonderful song. Michael Souders is in Richmond, Virginia. He put his song, he wrote this and had some children sing it, called Thank You Soldiers, and he put it on YouTube, and it has gone viral. And thank you so much for coming on and talking about this.
Oh, my, Victoria, thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, thank you. This is a lovely song. How'd you get the kids to sing it for you?
Well, we were getting ready to do our annual November meeting for the parents, and... That would typically be a patriotic type theme or Thanksgiving, depending on which year it was. And I just really wanted something different. I wanted something original that would be just to the soldiers, you know, not about them, not for them, but to them. A real, genuine, sincere thank you from the kids and from me.
Wow. Was there a dry eye in the house?
Not really. But, you know, I think what's so exciting to me is, yeah, I really have such a deep appreciation for our heroes, those serving now and those that served in the past, and I'd love to stand on a rooftop and shout thank you, but you know that doesn't go very far. But I am so thankful for what's happening with this video, because it's really been all over the world, much more than I could ever do.
Mm-hmm. So we heard from you today. You saw it on the blog. Lou had put it up on the blog, and We were thrilled to hear from you, and so thrilled to be able to speak to you. What do you do when you're not writing songs about wonderful soldiers?
Well, I'm a music teacher in an elementary school. That's our third grade class at Tussing Elementary in Colonial Heights, Virginia. And at the public school, and that's another thing that's just been such an honor and a thrill. As well as you know, there are a lot of criticisms of public schools, and this has been such a neat thing to have come out. Of where we are.
Wow, third grade music teacher, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it really is, and it's just been, like I said, it's just been a really wonderful experience. I think this is a statement not about anything about how good I am or the song or even the kids, but it's really a statement about the soldiers. The reaction that we're seeing is a statement about how much our country does love and appreciate our men and women in the military.
Well, that's fantastic. And the reaction that you're getting from the parents there was pretty good, and I assume?
Yes, it's been excellent. And the administration has been totally overwhelmed and supportive with the whole thing as well. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to them. I just thank you. It made me want to cry when that started playing, and I thought, wait a minute, this is in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Here in Virginia, and I beg people to pass it on and spread the word, not for me, just so that we can just, I just love the thought that this is going out everywhere for our soldiers.
Very nice. Have you heard anything from any soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan in those theaters?
Yes, I sure have. People who are currently there right now, and I think one of the most touching emails I got actually was from a mom of a soldier in Iraq, and said that this was over Christmas. We have a Christmas version as well with another verse that kind of refers to the Christmas season. And she said that there was a room full. And you think about soldiers in war. You know, they're hard. They're tough. They're much tougher than I am. And they're standing in a room around a laptop with tears coming down their faces.
Oh.
And to me, that just that made the whole thing worth it right there.
Oh, very nice. Well, we really appreciate it. We're going to play the full thing for everybody right now, and we thank you so much for doing it.
Well, thank you. I just really can't thank you enough.
Well, how can we support you?
You know, just going to your blog and seeing the video would be great. Honestly, I'm not trying to self-promote. I would love to see it go national, if nothing else, for more spotlight to be instead of other places. It would be on our heroes, and I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Some interesting you know, quotes and comments on your blog from people who may disagree that this shouldn't be the spotlight when I definitely think it should be.
Well, we're stunned that it happened in a school that's a public school, a government school, and even though soldiers are also government employees, if you will, we see that there's always a blowback on whenever we're involved in a war, and we oftentimes see people who push back on people who would like to laud our warriors, and that doesn't seem to be the politically correct thing to do, and we appreciate you doing it as a public school teacher doing that.
Well, thank you. You know, I've been amazed. We've had so many incredible comments, so really it wouldn't be really appropriate for me to make it out to be that there's a ton of backlash, but it does amaze me, those folks, maybe, you know, that can take something that's just a simple thank you and turn it into, you know, oh, that must be right wing ultra conservative.
Right.
And when all it is, there's nothing political in that thing. It's really, unless they may want to make it political, in which case, yeah, okay.
Well, Michael Souders, thank you so much. A Richmond, Virginia songwriter and music teacher, and his third grade class. Thank you, soldiers. We're going to listen to the whole thing right now.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, that was tear-jerking. That was lovely. Love that song. It's up at the blog, victoriataft.com. Lou put it up there a few days ago. And I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. If you don't want to go to my blog, I'll understand. Thank You Soldiers is what it's called. And it's a lovely, lovely song. And I'm so glad to be able to talk to him, the songwriter who wrote it and directed the third graders in singing it. And I especially, of course, thank our men and women in uniform who have gone off to war to fight the good fight and who come back. And I'm afraid that we've lost them their country. So we're going to keep fighting back every day here on this program. We keep sending them to fight against tyranny, and we keep sending them to fight the bad people who would subsume their own people, take control, dictate too. And we've allowed a lot of that to happen here. So we're just going to keep fighting back. That's all we can do, because we owe it to the soldiers who went over to fight for freedom to come back to a country that still possesses the freedom of its citizens. Now, when we come back on the Victoria Taft Show, we're going to talk to a guy.